Okay, 011, Thursday night, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Ches, Se'if Vov. Al Talos Kotten Yochel Avarech Lehis Hatef. In other words, in Siv Gimel, the Machaber talked about, said that there's no Ituf, and Lechathchila you should try to do Ituf. Do ituf, why not? There are shittas that you need ituf. Ituf meaning the rosh. Ituf a rosh, so do it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah there spoke out that the only reason to be so makbid to try to do ituf with talus cotton is only because of the bracha. Because you're making a bracha l'sateif. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Cotton Zion. Now, here the Mechaber says, "Al talos kotten yochel avarech lehisateif, aval pisha einu misateif." In other words, me'ikar adin, you don't have to do ituf. The Mechaber made that clear in Siv Gimel. That me'ikar adin, you don't have to do ituf. But so here he's saying, but you can still make the bracha lehisateif. The nusach bracha could still be lehisateif. Aval pisha einu misateif el lobsho. That's just called levisha. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. So why is that the case? Where you don't really have to sit down. You could be standing. That's the nusach habracha. Leisha basukha. So here also, l'sateif betzitzes, even though there's no ita. So that's the mechaber shita. So again, in Siv Gimel, the mechaber just said that it's really... In our talis cottons, there really is no ituf. There wouldn't be a natural ituf to do. So you don't have to do ituf. Then he's just told to do it. And Sivavi is saying that the bracha is anyway l'sateif regardless. Even if you're doing ikar adin, and you're not doing ituf, because it's not really, doesn't lend itself to ituf, but you would make l'sateif. Hagah. So the Ramon says, v'yesh omrim shemavarchan olav al mitzvah sitzis. So that when you don't do ituf, and the Ramah is also going in the context of not doing ituf. So you say al mitzvah sitzes. No, then the talis godo, which is the derech with ituf. So the bracha is l'sateif, even though there also it's only a chumra to make ituf harosh. But there at least the derech levisha would have you doing ituf, and that's why Chazal instituted the bracha with the nusach of l'sateif, even though it doesn't say ituf anywhere in the Torah. But it's a beged. The nature of the beged of the talis is that you're ma'ateif. It's the derech levisha. So they made the bracha l'sateif petzitzes. You don't have to do ituf. There are all sorts of chumra. We're machmir. We do ituf when you make the bracha. But the talis cotton, it's not even the derech to do ituf. It's not like Midas Chasidus call it, or really Vaita Chumra to do the Ituf in Siv Gimel. So here, they're most saying, really, you make all mitzvah sitzes. Now, when you do the Chumra of Siv Gimel, then you would certainly say Lehisateif Petzitzes, no question about that. When you're doing the Chumra, then you're going to say Lehisateif. He's going now, and you're not doing Ituf. Yeshom Shemavachar Alav Mitzvah Sitzes, V'chein Noagin. Vein l'shanos, okay, and you'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Zayin vein l'shanos. Haynu b'talos kotten shalonu shein v'satfim bo. I'm not sure what talos kotten shalonu shein v'satfim bo means. It means maybe if you don't do the chumrah, you just will not misatay fit it. Or maybe, I mean, the talos kotten has to be a certain size. Once it's a certain size, you can do the ituf described in Siv Gimel. So maybe it just means that we don't do ituf. But not machmer. I don't know. Maybe there's different kinds. Places.
There's a kind where you can't do it because it's like a non-kosher.
You can't do it. Okay. It's open anyway. It has to be open most of the way up, right? It has to have this slit,
right?
So once it's open most of the way up, you can't flip it over your shoulders and cover your head.
Some people make one bracha, though.
It doesn't matter. L'maisa, we don't do ituf in the talis cotton. The point of the Mishnah Berurah is, Sivav is talking about that you're not doing ituf on the talis cotton. It's not the derech to do ituf. It's a wild chumrah. It's a chumrah bialma. You don't do ituf. The Mechaber holds you make the bracha on tzaddik anyway. Mishnah Berurah holds you make the bracha on mitzvah tzitzis anyway. When you do eat of in the talos cotton, as per the chumrah of Siv Gimel, then you taka make l'sateif. That's what the Mishnah Berurah now says. Abu b'talos cotton shem l'sateif bo, if you're doing that chumrah of the eat of in Siv Gimel, yachal l'chathchil l'barach l'sateif. Yeah. U'b'di'evet, nothing matters. And berach b'chol talos cotton l'sateif, even if you don't do eat of, over, yeah, o'sheberach atalos godol al mitzvah sitzis yotza. Okay. The da, let's remember, Dain Levarach, we're going to be learning about this in a later simon. Dain Levarach atalos cotton at shial koponim arko sholosh revoi yamo l'chol tzad v'nekev beisat sabre en oylem en yaminyan. You measure from the hole. You don't count the hole. So you measure this way, and it should be 3/4 of an arm at least. What? He's going now the way you wear it. V'gam shiya pasuach rubo, which our talus cottons are certainly pasuach rubo. Pasuach kulo. V'anshe maisa noigin amo milifneihem, v'amo milachreihem. That's you have 22 inches, 26 inches, 28 inches, 29 inches. V'ayim mishter bruo bir alocha b'simen tes zayin. Mashek asaf tiyoid me'inyin zeh. Okay, we'll be learning in the later sermon exactly this sheet. Yeah, okay, that's a shear. 3/4 of an amma, and some say an amma. Melefonav and melachrov. As you wear it. Okay. Siv Zayin. Tzorech lahafrit chutei atzitzes zem izeh. So, first let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll talk about why. Kol chut b'fnei atzmo. The Bir Halacha brings down a shita that what you really have to separate is the tchelos from the lovon. That's what has to be separate. That's what the Mogen Avraham says in the Bir Halacha. And when you don't have tchelos, it's only a chumra b'alma. But then the Bir Halacha brings down from the gra that it's not so. You have to separate every chut. You have to make sure each chut is separate. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol chut b'fnei atzmo. That's lafukei that shita. The Mogen Avraham. Shloyu musubachan echad b'chaveiro. And here the reason would be poshut. If you learn the sugi nivomis or menachis, you see that tzitzis is made up of an onof and then tzitzis hanging down. So to have the shem tzitzis, really, it should be once they're musubach together. It's not pure tzitzios. It's more like the onof. They're like tied together. They're one clump. So it's really not. It's just musuvach yachad. So you want to be machmir. You want to make sure it's pure tzitzios. So you'll separate them. The imdishtar level of beis haknesses v'agadeze yuzbatum uzpalol betzitzes. Because of Mogen Avraham, they talk with Dakhtik Buzet. Now the truth is, Mogen Avraham's l'shitoso, that if you don't have tcheles, so he holds the separation has to do with the lovin' and the tcheles. So he's saying it's only a chumrah, saying tzarech l'daktik b'zeh. But if you hold you have to do it, it's not that poshut that ain't tzarech l'daktik b'zeh. Look at the Bir Halacha. He says maybe you shouldn't even make a bracha if it's musuvach and echad b'chaveiro. He's not sure. Bir Halacha bleibt tzarechin. If you don't know like the Mogen Avraham, but it's the chefza of tzitzios that demands that they be separated one from another, not clumped together. He's not so sure you should make a bracha if you didn't separate it. Okay, you have to count it anyway, so we separate it when you count it. So you'll see soon you have to count the tzitzios before you make the bracha, so it's easy enough to separate. Because of Ari, tzitzios v'shutevas sadik yafrit tzitzios tomid. So what would they call it if it wouldn't have this din? I don't know. You'd have to think of a different name. This is like Chanukah. They say Ches Neiros Halacha Kibbeis Hillel. So what would they call it if you're talking like Beis Shammai? What would they call the Yom Tov? Sif Tes Kodem Sheyivorech Ya'ayin B'chutei Atzitzes Amem Ksheirin Kedei Shlo Yivorech Levatola. This is a very, very interesting inyan. Check your tzitzis before you make the bracha al tbracha levatola. Oh, I skipped the sif, I'm sorry. Yechavim be'esatfo shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'satei poi k'dei shenizkar kol mitzvosav la'asosav. This is like we have in Sukkah, a Bach, so we have it here by Tzitzis. Mishnah Brura, Zeo Melvara Kavon, Shasach Lachavim Belavisha, the Kaya Mitzvah Sitzes, besides the regular Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. Because of a Bach, Shkain Adim Betfilin Vesukkah, this is not haphazard, you didn't pick three Mitzvahs at random. These Mitzvahs say Lama'an in the Pasuk. They say the reason why you're doing it. So when it says Lama'an, Lama'an Yedu Doroseichem, Lama'an Tizkeru, Laman Tiyataras Hashem Beficha by Tefillin. So the Torah says you have to do it certainly the Chatchila. After Bishar Mitzvahs Yoytzei Avshaloi Mechavin Bodovar Kiim only Shaysa Mitzvah L'Shem Hashem Shasivu La'asoi. So we pass the Mitzvah Shichas Kavana a Mitzvah D'Yaraisa. But Hanach Shaini the Betzitzes Tzivu Laman Tizkeru U'Betfillin Laman Tiyataras Hashem Beficha U'Besuk Laman Deidu Doroseichem Mikom Gom Mirah D'Chozeh L'Chatchila. It's much more like that in the Bach also, like the Mishnah Brura, in the Bach and Sukkah, that it's only the Chatchila. Not just the Chatchila. There's different kinds of the Chatchila when you learn, you know, you say the Chatchila, but the Eved is different kinds of the Chatchila. There's a Chatchila that's a very serious matter. It's not just the Chumrah, it's the proper way to do the Mitzvah. And Taket's only B'di Eved. If you don't do it, so B'di Eved, you Yotzei. But you didn't do the Mitzvah B'Shalei Musa. That's the most serious kind of l'chatchila. Here's an example. He says l'chatchila, but it's to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. Avul b'di'evad afam lo'kivim mecholelu mekayim mitzvah asay yotza. So Iris Stern's going to smile now. You know, you say the fancy l'shem yichud before you put on the tzitzis. Mamish missed the boat. It's talking about chalukah d'rabbanon and Gan Eden, Kachezke, it's talking about Chitzoinim and Mises, and then people are not Machavin the Iker Adin. So you say the following sentence. I'm not saying you should skip the paragraph in the Siddur, although I don't see the point in saying it. I say it, even though I don't know what's going on. I don't know what a Chalukah D'Rabbanan is, Gan Eden. But it's in the Siddur, you say it. It's a Minigazah. But certainly add to the end the following words. Hareini Mesatev Gufi Batzitzes, Kedei Liro Solsom, V'Lizkor Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem, V'La So Solsom. That's what you're supposed to say, Me'ikar Adin, the Bach. You have to be Mechavin, you don't have to say it. But once you're saying a whole paragraph, you might as well say the right one. Don't say because of all that heebie-jeebie stuff. Say, Hareini Mesatev Gufi Batzitzes, Kedei Liro Solsom, V'Lizkor Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem, V'La So Solsom. That's all. I then also hear Vareini Mechavin Lifter Bezet Talos Cotton, but that we'll be learning about that you're pottering the Talos Cotton with the tzitzis. So it's good to say that also, but you don't have to say anything. But I'm saying, once you're saying the paragraph, I really say the right one. Why the Sidurim did that, I don't know. That what? That you're Yotze anyway. Yeah, it's mashma like that from the Bach Guf and Sukkah. Then it's only mitzvah mena mufchar, mitzvah b'shlei musa. That's much more serious than mitzvah mena mufchar, mitzvah b'shlei musa. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Just yotzei b'di'evad without it. Like if you bring a carbon, if you know, you'll say you zorek the dam, only one matana by a chatos. So it's kosher b'di'evad, but that's not the way you're supposed to be makar of the carbon. You're supposed to do it al arba kronos. That's not called like a mitzvah and a mufchar. That's called as a way to do it. You didn't do it the way you do it. You didn't do it the way you're supposed to do it. But it's not the way Hashem wanted you to do it. Okay, let's continue. There's different kinds of the chatchila. It's good to always, you should be sensitive to it. What kind of the chatchila are you dealing with? What? There's mitzvah mena mufchar. Ituf. To do ituf arosh. Mitzvah mena mufchar. That's even less than mitzvah mena mufchar. That's a chumrah to be chayshish for a man the yomar that we don't really pass them like. I would call that less than mitzvah mena mufchar. Okay, let's go weiter. So that's why. So remember, both sides. Practice. You know by heart. Hareini misadif guli batzitzis kadei liro solso malitzkaras kol mitzvah Hashem alasol solso. Okay. Kodem sheyavorech yayin b'chute yatzitzis im heim ksherim kadei shlo yivorech levatov. It is a very interesting inyan. Mishnah Berurah. Yayin mashma midibri abach veliyo rabba digam b'shabbos yez livdo katalis. This already is too complicated to go into. What's the chiddush of that? It has to do with if you wear a beged on Shabbos and the tzitzis are posel, you have to take off the beged. Because the mitzvah is to make tzitzis. The actual technical mitzvah is to make tzitzis. When you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos, you're supposed to make tzitzis. On Shabbos, you can't make tzitzis, you're part of the mitzvah. So it's a whole inyan. So you wouldn't have to take it off, maybe, because you can't. You're potter from va'osu lahem tzitzis. Akoponim, there's a din on the achronim if you have to be by the on Shabbos to talis. So you should. Mishnah Berurah says you should do it. By the same, you give a bir alocha. Maybe even there, the bir alocha has more of an arichus about whether it's necessary. But the ma'ase, I don't know if people do it. I think people are scared. There'll be a knot. They'll take out the knot. I don't know. What? Maybe they'll tighten it by mistake. But you're supposed to. What? Well, you could always do that. You do that by every. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah suggests doing it. But we'll see. Okay. So Ya'ayim b'chut yatzitzis gam shorach levot gam amala b'mokam mekav atalas arakshira, where it goes through the beged. The Shom Posel Afila B'nifsak Chudechot. Right, we'll be learning later the complicated simon about how many chutim does it take to Posel and Tzitzis. So if there's one chut missing, it's for sure kosher. The way we have our Tzitzis, 2, 3, 4. But by the Mokam HaNekev, if one's cut and it's just hanging there, then it's Posel. You don't have all the chutim hanging in the begging. So you have to check there also. So you have to check really in two places. You have to check here and here. Why? To make sure you don't make a bracha levatola. Avogad the blavochi. There's a more simple reason. Yes, chashash yetsa shiilbash beged shalabakanfus bleed tzitzis. So mikomo gomuk bleaches kosher shayakosher. For that, it would be enough to assume it's kosher. Like chazal, you assume it's okay. Rak mishum choymed loy sisa sheyesh al bracha levatola hechmiru levatko. Even what? I say. Yeah, but it's still more chum. It's a chumrah. It's a heavier thing. You have a chazaka, so make her a din. You're okay. But there's a chumrah of saying Shem Hashem levatola, even though technically it's only midrabbana, but you did it by from bracha. Well, if he's there, if the reason is the bracha, no, it's certainly, and Chlami, it's certainly only a din derabbanan, they have to check it. So now there's a more ridiculous difference. Mishalovish kamakogodim shal tzitzis, if the reason is the bracha, ain't tzorich lindigala echad mehen, keeping the bracha achas l'kulam. Or if you're not making a bracha on your talis cotton at all, so you don't have to check the talis cotton, you only have to check Talis Godel. Abu Achrayim Kosel the Tzarch Liv Dov Kulam. The Ma'aser Achrayim say you do have to. Why? Echad, there's other cheshbonos. Here the Mechaber says so you should make a bracha levatola, but there's other cheshbonos. Number one, the Lois Omchidan Achazaka B'Mokam Diachayim Levaro. So the famous Gemara in Pesachim. You're not allowed to be Simon. You're not supposed to be Simon Chan Chazaka when it's easily ascertainable what the reality is. So the Shiloh is what's called easily ascertainable. So checking your tzitzis is certainly easily ascertainable. So you're not allowed to be Simon Chan Chazaka. Go look at what the reality is. The Gam the Chazaka Grui ain't the greatest Chazaka in the world either. It's very common that the chutim tear off. Therefore, Mishbur says, "Sarach ludek v'chol yom baboker kishalov shon." V'oz. In other words, even out the din of dalat kanfos believe tzitzis. V'oz. After assuming that you've died the man, let's say you took it off, and you have to make a new bracha after tzarach bracha kishachayz of a lavesh. Ain't tzarach. Even if it's enough of a period of time to make you make a new bracha because of Hesach Hadas, but you don't have to be chayshus, ain't no devil self. You know, it could always tear off. Zamchidin achazoka. Vafilu baboker. Imagine they have bedika. Yizbato mitzilu betzibur. Oshikraho lalos latora. And he means, and he's making a bracha on the talis. Yachalul bas talis ubali b'dika. Vushi yodei asher chut nishleim al esma. In other words, if there's an inyan of tichat in tzibura, or there's other pressing reasons, tfila b'tzibur, so by the end of it, you don't have to check it. Mikra din, you don't have to check it, you could say. Maybe I shouldn't say that. There certainly is a din d'rabbanan to check it. But if you know where it's coming from, so that's the way to Mishnah Berurah. That's the point of learning halacha and knowing halacha, developing a feel for halacha. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that lamaisa, you could rely on the chazaka when push comes to shove, if you have a compelling reason to. Tzila b'tzibur is a compelling reason, and Antichat b'tzibur is a compelling reason. Even then, give a quick look. Maybe look only here. You know, you don't have time to look by the nekev also, so just look here. If he borrowed a talis, don't even bother. If you're not making a bracha. So there are people that do that. Those are the people that back into a parking spot. Right? There's people that pull in, and then when they leave, they have to stop maneuvering. And there's people that would rather take the time when they first come. Right? So there's people that... Right? The worst thing is if it's people that are running out during Ashrei, but they take the time to check their tzitzis before they put away, then you should speak to him, give him some tochacha. Because he's obviously not that much of a rush. He has time to check his tzitzis. But he's running out by Ashrei Mavot Zion, there's something wrong. That's the editorial for the day.